Hi, this is Tiffany the Last,
Mrs. Paloma,
and Mary Jane,
and we're in Los Angeles with
Lucy Langless.
So you've just released some new music and you're going to be going over to England. What are you looking forward to?
Well, we're going to play some shows in London, hopefully. Just do a few gigs, like a short tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never been, so looking forward to that.
So besides looking forward to your upcoming trip to London, what's going on in your world right now?
Well, let's see, I just recorded an album called Flake, and last winter I finished it, so this year I'm gonna record a new album starting this summer, and just try to sort of continue playing as many shows as I can and trying to get my music out to like wider audience.
Do you think being a singer-songwriter in LA is it a saturated market, or is it hard to find gigs and find a fan base?
Well, I don't know, because I've never really, I haven't lived in another city where I was trying to do this, so I can't really say whether it's hard particularly. I mean, people say it is, but I guess I don't really know whether or not that's true. There's a lot of people playing music out here, but, you know, that can be good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of the LA scene, tonight you played a gallery that was covered in Sharpie'd cat arms. What was that like?
It was great. I love playing here at Fair Space, and pretty much any venue on the east side is kind of fun. I don't think there's not too many singer-songwriters that play usually on nights like this. It's more like bands, so it's really fun. I don't know, I feel like I fit into that somehow, even though I don't sound that way at all. I sort of I connect to that music at heart, I guess, but you know. What was the question?
The cat arms. Question about Sharpies. Do you like the smell of Sharpies?
I do,
and I'm just wondering how you feel about that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, actually.
I was wondering your song Symphony.
Yeah.
What inspired that song?
Let's see. That's an old song. I guess it's one of those songs that you kind of like sing to yourself to motivate, you know? It's like you need something to get you up and like, you know, feel good against the odds. It's kind of a abstract song, so anybody could sort of apply it, you know, to whatever they thought. I don't really apply it to anything specifically. It's just kind of, you know, makes you feel defiant and good to sing it. So.
Happy was a symphony, you fell down to your knees, carried in the trees, back up then to me, it was all so sweet. And I thought maybe you would fight for this, could you say what you would die for this, each look around you.
When you play live, you wear like the harmonica piece, and I've just always felt like that's a really awkward thing to wear. So
it's actually not too awkward, and it might look awkward, but yeah, feels good.
I don't know, I just feel like it would be weird to have to monitor your breathing while you're trying to play guitar.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I like it, you know. It gives you something else to do, like, adds a lot, you know. And your mind from wandering?
I don't know. I mean, it's a classic. You know, harmonica and guitar sound good together, I think. So I like to play it.
Okay. And have you taken guitar or harmonica lessons?
No. Harmonica, you know, it's not that hard. You just blow on it.
So aside from sounds that come from instruments or people, what is your favorite sound? Like, I don't know, I kind of like the sound of the freeway because it sounds like the ocean. But what about you?
I know what you mean. It's nice to have sound in the background to kind of, well, you know, cliche, I guess, things like the rain, sound of the rain, sound of the ocean. I guess sounds of nature.
Like, what sound would you miss? Because I was listening, gosh, it must have been a couple of years ago, to, I was listening to some talk radio, and they were talking about how the variety of sounds in our world is shrinking, even though we live in a louder world, and so what sound would you miss most? Like, if there was a sound that was just to, like, disappear from the face of the earth, what sound would you miss most?
Well, I guess birds. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like that could go away, but, you know, in cities, you don't really hear it too often. And, you know, with all the, like, cell phones and all the, I guess, radiation in the environment, it's actually really bad. Like, lots of songbirds I heard are, you know, disappearing. Like, the populations are dying out. And also, like, like birds, their eardrums explode when they come in contact with different cellular rays and stuff. So that's really, that's like the saddest thing I've ever heard. So, yeah, you know, birds.
Yeah. I heard that one, and they were talking
Did
about like the typewriter.
The typewriter,
yeah, that was one.
How we live in a world that's really much louder than ever. Mm-hmm. However, the variety of the types of the sounds that we're exposed to is less,
and probably more artificial too. Like you were saying,
I grew up in a quiet. You know, Montana is very quiet comparably to a city, so I guess you get more sensitive to the details. And I like the city, though. I like, you know, the sounds of the city as well.
I don't know, maybe along that sideline, but how would you compare your music, city or more rural?
I don't know. I actually write a lot, like, outside, like on a like on the street or in a sidewalk. You know, I don't really like to write in a room where it's quiet, so I don't know. I kind of hope that it would sound like the city or like something in motion, but I don't know if it does. You know, can't really.
Which female singer songwriter would you most like to aspire to, or who would you compare yourself to?
Yeah, that's a good question, and that's one that, you know, people always want to know, and I don't really know, honestly. I just saw Mira play at the Echo. I don't know if you know her, but she's awesome. And I can relate to her style and her songwriting. She's an amazing songwriter. But I can't say that I really am like her.
Where do you see yourself in about 5 or 10 years? What would be the ultimate experience for you?
I guess I don't want to say... I don't know what the ultimate is, because... You know, it could be anything. We don't know what's going to happen, really, but, you know, it'd be great to just get my music, you know, to reach a wide audience, and to be able to tour quite a bit would be great, and to be able to, you know, play shows in front of larger audiences, and that would be the best, you know, get it out there. I love music, so I just want to be able to keep doing it.
So do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
I probably do, and I don't even know it, because I don't know. Sorry.
All right.
What's a slang term that you use?
That I use?
Yeah.
Like, suck a chump.
Abso shizlamente.
Abso shizlamente, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. What's your drink of choice?
Water.
Thanks for the beer, too.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Free beer is always good, you know. People like it, I think, in general.
Yeah. So. And how do you feel about eyeliner?
I think it's good on some people. I don't wear it, but it looks good when people do wear it.
What about guy liner? How do you feel about guy liner? I think guy liner's hot, but...
That looks good, too, if you like to wear it.
Do you have any last words for your fans?
Well, thanks for doing this, and thanks for coming out to the show. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we're piratepods.com, and we like to end our interviews with a pirate impression of some sort or a joke.
Like, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Yeah. That's good?
That's good.
Okay.
Out on the street.